in the gram and ready to talk about a regular segment we call, well, we thank the Brooks College of Interdisciplinary Studies on the campus of Grand Valley University, sending their experts and the topics. Assistant Professor of Latin American Studies and Political Science, Andrew Schlewitz. Good morning to you, Professor Schlewitz.
Good morning, Shelley.
Say that 10 times. Appreciate you. Tell me about you. What's your background?
Well, I'm originally from Oregon, went into the Peace Corps, Guatemala in 1984, and that led me into my interest in Latin America, and I went to the New School for Social Research and got my PhD in political science.
And obviously the opportunity to pay it forward, to teach those who want to study this, brought you to Grand Valley.
For sure, in 2008.
Yes, and you profess, and again, the Latin American study is important in addition to political science. We'll talk about an upcoming conference as well. So, first of all, Latin American studies, what falls under this umbrella?
So it's one of four minors in the area studies and global and area studies a unit. And with 21 credits, you can earn this minor, and it requires a language in Spanish, and then you can take a variety of classes on Latin American studies or Latino and Latina studies.
That's great. And we need to talk about a new major that I know you've been involved in, Global Studies and Social Impact. Congratulations.
Thank you. It's been in the works for a number of years, and we finally got it launched this year. It's a 39-credit major, which involves or is going to attract students that are interested in thinking globally, that want to act on social justice issues, that and it, the design of the curriculum is such that they can arrange sort of their own kind of design. Most majors have a building block approach, and it's understandable, and it's incremental, but this major is more relational, that they do start off with some introductory courses, but then they can pull a couple of courses from different cluster areas that are sort of thematic, and then they'll have to take a couple of classes from two different area studies like Middle East, East Asian, African, African American studies, and then Latin American, Latino studies. And then it finishes off with a capstone. And the idea is to not only gain global knowledge, but also to think in a global perspective, that you can bring, like the class that I teach, Latinos in West Michigan, it's not just a local issue, but that there are global factors behind the presence of a Latino population here in West Michigan. And other courses will do things, similar sorts of things, that similar approach.
And at this point, are freshmen in the classes, are we transitioning to, hey, there's a new major that I finally have been waiting for?
Yes. We launched the first two introductory courses this fall, and they filled immediately. And we already have six people that are seeking advising for the major just in the first semester. And our hope is after 1 year that we'll grow that to 20 and then incrementally keep growing it. That's our hope. And it looks promising right now.
Looks like other goals for those who are experiencing this major to build intercultural competency and communication skills will be important. You will be presenting internship opportunities?
Yes. That's one of the options that students can choose in building their major.
Should one enter this with a language of, say, Spanish or another language under their belt?
The major offers both the BA, which has a language requirement, at least four semesters of language proficiency, and then there is a BS option. So hoping to build a bigger, sort of cast a broader net for those that, for whatever reason, cannot or will not take a language.
It looks like students also choose two world regions to study
right.
In more depth. How cool is that? And how cool is a conference as well we wanted to talk about in the latter part of October. Share.
Sure. The conference takes place on October 21st and 22nd, Friday and Saturday. And
the title? Human Rights in the Atlantic
yes, I was
World
looking,
and Beyond. Yeah.
Wanted to make sure I got it right.
I've got you. I've got you under control. Okay?
Great. Thanks, Shelley. We're really excited. We're bringing in a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist and author, Hector Tobar, who's a son of Guatemalan immigrants. He grew up most of his life in the United States. He's written novels. He's a recognized journalist. He writes for the LA Times, New York Times. And he's coming to give a talk about his personal experiences in his journeys throughout Latin America and the immigrant life. You may know, or people may have heard of the movie 33 about the Chilean miners that were trapped for a number of days and were eventually rescued. And he wrote a book about that, and then they turned it into a movie. So it's a real opportunity for us to have Mr. Tobar come to campus and give the keynote on Friday evening at 7:00 in Eberhard. But along with that, this is a joint project of the Great Lakes History Conference, which has been running since 1975, and the Conference on the Americas, which will be its 14th conference, and we're joining hands. We pooled our resources in order to bring Mr. Tobar in, but we're also, with that theme of human rights, we're going to have a variety of activities, panels that by scholars, undergraduates, graduate students from the community, talking about issues of that link, like human trafficking, refugee rights. We'll have a panel of people that work with refugee minors here in the community. There'll be a couple of films. There'll be artwork, exhibits, all wrapped around this theme of human rights. And this is in conjunction with a new minor we also have at GBSU, the human rights minor, which filled really quickly last year. I think over 30 students are already minoring in human rights. So that's a nice sort of jives nicely with that.
Does one register for the conference?
Good. It's not required, but we requested. Everything is free. But we would like to have an idea of how many people will be there because we are offering refreshments and snacks and a lunch on Friday.
Hey, they say nothing's free. This sounds like a free lunch again.
And you can register at the Grand Valley GVSU History Department. If you just go there, you'll see a link to the conference.
GVSU.edu/history. Again, the keynote speaker, Mr. Hector Tobar, and you, I'm sure, involved. Human Rights in the Atlantic World and Beyond, this conference on the Americas. Great Lakes History Conference, as you mentioned, October 21 and 22. All right, final words, Andy, if you would. Again, this new, as we're discussing, major, you're cutting edge. This is the way the world's going.
The Global Studies and Social Impact major is part of a result of efforts by university-wide efforts to internationalize or globalize the curriculum. And this is in part in response to what employers want. That employers seek undergraduates or graduates that are well-versed in interdisciplinary studies and that are globally aware and are prepared to be creative thinkers.
GVSU.edu/history. Will we find any information about you on that site?
No. I helped create the major, but there's other more important people that are involved than me.
What's your office number in case someone wants to speak with you, Andy?
Lake Ontario Hall, 103. And you can reach me at schlewia@gvsu.edu.
Professor Andrew Schlewitz, we'll call you Andy. Thank you for this talk about the new major, Global Studies and Social Impact, plus the conference in the latter part of October. Happy day to you. Enjoy our
Same
prize.
To you, and thanks for
Take
having
care.
Me.
You're welcome. Nice job.